Today is the World Food Safety Day. And today we're going to have guests joining us in the studio. Now, this day is very important because it celebrates the myriad benefits of safe food. Safe food. I mean, not just food, but safe food. Now, Anne Wigmore, a health practitioner, once said that the food you eat can either be the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison. And this morning, Radio Miraya is featuring some experts in the field who will tell us more about importance of food safety in South Sudan. Now, I'm glad to inform you that in the studio with us is Sunday Lotidak Ariemo, who is from the Food and Agricultural Organization. Sunday, you're welcome to Miraya.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucy.
And joining us over the phone is Director for Certification and Exports, Nema Samson, from the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards. Nema, you're welcome to Miraya Breakfast.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Now, let's begin with FAO. You are the only international organization overseeing all aspects of the food chain. What vision are you providing to individual countries in regards to food safety?
Well, thank you so much, Lucy. Thank you for the brave introduction. Well, as FAO, globally, food safety standards, as we know, globally, food safety standards already ensure that most of the food imported to South Sudan is safe for the people. And this, we are doing this in collaboration efforts between exporting countries like Uganda, Kenya, and any other country that is exporting food to South Sudan. And this is being done in collaboration with the responsible authorities, and in this case, the National Bureau of Standards. The National Bureau of Standards is ensuring that any form of food that is entering in South Sudan is very safe for the people. And as FAO, we are working in collaboration with WHO, and we are leading the food safety agenda. And we're working very closely with countries to ensure that the food that is coming to South Sudan is safe for the citizens. As FAO, we directly oversee the food safety issues along the production chain. And WHO comes in to oversee and maintain strong relationship with the public health sector to enable, to make sure that the food that the people are consuming is healthy for themselves and is good for their diet, and also it's helping them to be productive. As FAO in the production unit, in the production sector, we are supporting basically in the agri sector, whereby we are directly helping the farmers in how best they can produce good and quality food.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And Nema, for you, I'm going to ask you the general question that we should probably have asked at the beginning. What exactly is food safety?
Yeah, food safety is mean what you are eating or what you are producing should be safe. Should be safe according to the standard, the specific standard.
And what are these standards?
Yeah, and the safety starts from the raw material. Or like what Sunday is saying, you can start from farming if you are talking about food. You start from farming. From there, if you are going to consume direct, you should before you should consume, you need to make sure this food is safe. And when we are talking about safe, we are talking about a standard because you need to implement the standard. If you are farming or if you are producing, you are manufacturing, you need to implement the standard. That means the food that's produced by you should be according to the standard. Even though for the consumer, they should eat the food that's safe, produced according to the standard.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah. Now, back to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, this year's theme is Food Safety, Everyone's Business. Mm-hmm. how are we able to, what is your definition of this theme, and why is it important to actually celebrate this day and then focus on this particular theme?
Well, thank you again, Lucy. As the day states, it's a World Food Safety Day. And this is a day that we celebrate the benefits of safe food. So ideally, the idea is what we consume helps us have a healthy life. Like safe, when you eat safe food, you're sure of healthy citizens, healthy children, healthy people in the country. So basically, the idea is what are the general hygiene that we bring in to ensure that the food that the people are consuming is safe for their health. So this, I'll go directly to the general hygiene of food while along the production,
mm-hmm.
the preparation,
mm-hmm.
distribution, and also the consumption.
What are some of the aspects one needs to consider when distributing food? We already talked about production, and Nema also pointed it out when she was answering Aria. Let's talk about distribution.
Mm-hmm.
How can we make sure that food is safely distributed?
Well, thank you. To ensure that food is safely distributed, first of all, you have to ensure that the environment that you're carrying out the distribution is clean. That will enable this will ensure that the food you're distributing is clean. The environment and the sanitation that you're doing the distribution. Secondly, you also have to ensure that the equipment that you're using for holding the food in the process of distribution should be perfectly clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to Nema. Nema, still on distribution, you know, South Sudan, we are receiving a big chunk of our food is coming from outside. How do we ensure that as this food comes, it arrives safely in South Sudan? It's hard to monitor what happens across the other side of the border. But then when it gets in, how do we make sure this food is clean and safe for consumption by the South Sudanese people?
Yeah, thank you. As we know, South Sudan, we only, we are not producing anything in our country. Everything is coming from outside. What are we doing for safety of the food that is coming to our country to be safe? As before the trader comes to bring anything from outside, they should come to the Bureau of Standards for the standard of the specific product. We give them the standard and we request for them to bring for us a sample. We take the sample, we send it to our laboratory and we confirm the quality. If the quality is complying with the standard, we say okay, we give him approval. And it is not only like that, we are working with a third party, there is an international company, because we are not able to go to that country and inspect the food there. We have a memorandum with this company, like SGS, like Baltic, like CIS. These companies, they are doing for us an inspection behalf of the Bureau of Standards for the country of the production. Like if you are going to bring sugar from China, from we finish, we already test the product, the sample is confirmed, is complying with the standard. We send the owner of the goods to that company. He will apply online and go to that company. The company will go and check for us the quality of the factory there.
Mm-hmm.
And before the shipment, they will do the inspection. If it is required more testing, they can do another testing there.
Mm-hmm.
If everything is complying with the standard, they will seal the container with a trader, and the container will be coming. When immediately they reach, normally they have all the documentation. They have the paper from the Bureau of Standards for the approval for going to bring the food, because we test it, and even the document from the company. And our inspector in the point of inspection in the border, they will inspect again.
Mm. Okay.
They check it.
All right.
Yeah, if it is complying with the document, they give approval for the things to enter to the country. And from there, not only that one, we used to follow the product in the market. after they distribute. We have a marketing inspection team. They even will go and check again when the product is already distributed in the market. They go every day to check the product in the retailers and wholesales. Thank you.
Okay, Nema, still on you. Yes. You know, we have so many traders in the country. Yes. We have both foreigners. We even have those who are South Sudanese, and there are so many. How tight is your system to make sure that each and every single trader follows the right guidelines for importing food?
Sometimes we are giving them awareness. You see, we have a cooperation with the other government partners like business unions, Chamber of Commerce, Ministry of Trade. We are working together. Yeah, even the awareness can go through us. We implement the regulation between us and Ministry of Trade because they are giving licenses. Like we tell them, don't give licenses to any trader until come back to the Bureau of Standards and get the standard and implement the standard. This is how we are working.
Isn't it possible that even after receiving the license, still this trader can bring in food that has not been inspected by the National Bureau of Standards?
Even if you go and order without coming to the Bureau of Standards, when he's entering the border, we will stop him and he's going to lose because it's going to take time there. Because if the things are due for us, a lab, and we have a lab in headquarters, we can stop him there and we take the product to the lab.
Okay.
To test it.
All right.
If it is confirmed, it's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
If it is not confirmed, we can reject it from the border.
All right. Thank you, Nema Samson. Just hold the line as we continue this conversation. Now, heading to you, Sunday.
Yes, please.
How can we ensure that the consumers are taking safe food? Yes, it has been brought into the country, but I believe there are circumstances even in the country that can make our food as safe. What are those circumstances, and how can the consumer, the citizen, make sure that the food they're taking in is safe?
Well, thank you, Lucy, once again. To ensure that the food that we are consuming is safe, there are certain factors that we should follow as citizens or as the people that are consuming the food. One of the most important factors is how we handle the food. How are you handling this food that you're going to consume? You should be sure that the way you're handling the food is not contaminating the food. In that way, you're sure that you're consuming something that is safe. Secondly, is that how are you cooking this food? Are you cooking this food thoroughly? For example, you can probably be cooking meat and then you're doing it at 50 degrees Celsius. You will not be sure that this food will cook itself thoroughly. And then this will not enable the microorganisms in the food to die. So you should ensure that you cook the food thoroughly before consumption. And then the other thing that you should also ensure is that washing the dishes. How do you wash your dishes? If you're using, say, for example, a powdered Omo, you should be sure that particles of this Omo can remain in the plates. And then once you serve food in these plates, there's already contamination because there's part of the chemicals that is already existing in the Omo that will contaminate the food. And that's how the process of food poisoning starts. So when we're washing dishes, let's be sure that we are using either soap or the liquid used for washing dishes. And we make sure that the dishes have dried thoroughly before we can serve in food. And then another way to ensure that the food that we are consuming is safe is we should always separate the raw food from the uncooked food. I mean, from the cooked food. Because if you mix the two, trust me, you're contaminating the food. You're not sure that you're eating the right food. I mean, the safe food and clean.
Okay.
And then the last and the most very important one is that the storage. Storage of the food that you consume. For example, if you cook food this evening and then you probably want to eat it the following day, if I just leave the plate open that is having the food, I'm sure that there's going to be contamination. So in order to ensure that the food is going to be safe for my consumption the following day, I should either keep it at very right temperatures, that is it probably in the fridge if you can afford, and if you cannot afford, you should cover it well.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, if you cannot carry on food, don't cook food in excess.
Okay.
Yeah, especially in South Sudan where we have high temperatures.
That is true.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, just before I move on to Nema, you mentioned food poisoning. What is food poisoning? Is it when I get poison and put it in the food? Or can you just explain what food poisoning is?
Well, thank you, Lucy. Food poisoning does not necessarily mean that you have to put poison in the food. Some of the terms that I'm trying to explain is that the process of handling. You know, if I leave my food open, I've already cooked the food, yes? And I leave it open. And like, say, a housefly comes and lands on the food. You know that the food has already begun to contaminate. That is already a source of food poisoning. So by the time I eat that food, if these house flies had landed on my food for some time and I eat the food, it can bring in the stomach upsets and all that.
Okay.
That is already food poisoning.
That's food poisoning.
We don't really need to add in poison to make it.
For it to be food poison.
Exactly.
Well, how we handle
that's
our food.
That's the simplest way I can explain it to a layman.
Okay, there you know. How you handle your food can poison it. So make sure you handle it well and keep it safe. You're listening to Radio Miraya. This is Miraya Breakfast. And in the studio with me is our experts on food. We have Sande Lotidak Ariemo from the Food and Agriculture Organization. And then over the phone we have Nema Samson, who's the certification and exports person at the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards. Now, going back to you, Nema, we've talked about the citizen, but before the citizen, we have the trader. So we have the importer who brings the food to the border, and then we have those who sell them in the shops. Now, how do we ensure that these people take care and store this food well as the National Bureau of Standards? Are you creating enough awareness, and what are you telling them to do so that the final consumer buys a safe product?
Yeah, thank you, Lucia. Like what Sande is saying, for the food to be safe, we need to handle it very well. It's like from the preparation until the consumer. For us, with the importers, like I told you, we are guiding them with a standard. Because when you have the standard, even it's giving you all the information, how you prepare this food or the product, and even how to store it, in which temperature. And for the people, even the retailer here, we are giving them, both of them, import or retailer, we are giving them awareness because we are sending our inspectors every 3 months. They visit your shop to check how are you storing your goods. If it is not in the right way, they correct you. Okay, you remove this one. Like sometimes the traders are used to mix. Like they can put food items with powder, soap, you see. In the store, you can get an engine for cars, tires. We used to give them awareness. Every 3 months, we visit your shop. We check your store, the inspection. And if you need advice, they advise you. But even we have a standard for a store. We have a standard for the environment.
Okay. And what about your policies? Do you update your policies to, you know, to meet the international standards? Do you update it regularly? And how are you able to make sure that even the traders know when you have changed any policies? Like sometimes internationally, a certain product may be, you know, disqualified and say this is unsafe for consumption. How do you make sure or everyone knows that and they're able to remove it from the shelf?
Yeah, because we are, when we talk about international and regional, South Sudan Bureau of Standard, we are using Codex Standard, and we are using regional standard like ISO, like ARSO, EAC, we are a member, we are using the standard.
Mm-hmm.
What we are doing, what when the inspector, they go for inspection, they used to like to check the production and the expired date.
Okay.
And they will compare with what is in the standard, what the standard is saying. Like even the environment of how are you storing these goods.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, going back to Sunday, do you have any mandate as the Food and Agriculture Organization? Do you have a mandate to incorporate monitoring of food supply chains, production, procession, transporting, distributors, and all that? Do you have a mandate on this, and what is it?
Well, thank you so much. As I said earlier, FAO is directly supporting the food production chain. And all these mandates are in place of ensuring that the food is safe for the people, right from production level to consumption level. And then some of these mandates that I can briefly highlight, one or two, is that one, we ensure that we distribute quality seeds to the farmers that we support.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we distribute these quality seeds to the farmer that we support, we also ensure that the process of farming is very safe.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we don't use contaminated water for irrigation. So we normally advise our farmers, after we have distributed them the seeds, during the process of training them, we advise them that when watering the garden, you should use very clean water, not necessarily water that is stagnant. You understand water that is stagnant can be contaminated. So if you use this water sometimes,
mm-hmm.
the microorganisms can also enter into the plants that are growing.
Yes.
And then this will not be safe for the crops that are coming up. And then another thing that we also take in consideration is that the process of harvesting this food from the garden.
Okay.
You know, food can also get contaminated in the process of harvesting. So FAO also supports the farmers in managing post-harvest losses.
Okay.
Yeah, these are losses incurred from the harvest period up to the farm gate or the market gate.
Okay.
So we support farmers on how they can handle food along this chain to make it clean.
All right. As we're coming to the end of the conversation, Sunday, what can you tell the listener right now as regards food safety, the importance of this day, as well as its theme and how it's relevant for South Sudan?
Well, thank you so much, my listeners out there. In light of this day, that is the Food Safety Day, I would like to just outline like 7 points that the people out there can take and carry on a daily basis to ensure that whatsoever that the family or the household people are consuming is safe for them.
Okay.
And these 5 points, one of them, they should ensure that they keep it clean.
Okay.
Let them keep the food clean. That is through washing hands during food preparation, mm-hmm. washing hands with clean water and soap before eating, and also washing and drying utensils thoroughly. Secondly, they should learn to separate raw food from the cooked food. This will ensure that what they're consuming is safe. Thirdly, they should use clean water for cooking. And number four, they should cook food thoroughly to kill microorganisms. And then number five, they should be washing of dishes thoroughly. And seven, proper food storage and preservation. And seven, this will also come in with what Nema was saying. They should check for food labels.
Okay.
Check that what you're consuming has not expired. Check that it's the right food quantity or quality that you want to consume.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the 7 points that I leave with the listeners of South Sudan. And let us make this day special, not only for today, but for every day of our lives. Let us keep fighting to enable that the food that we consume is safe.
Mm-hmm.
To eradicate or to rule out the foodborne diseases,
yes.
that normally come in, like the diarrhea. Like probably there's also arthritis that comes due to consumption of poisonous food.
Mm-hmm.
So if we practice food safety on a daily basis, we will ensure that we'll have healthy nations.
Okay.
And healthy people out there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you there, Sunday. Now, NEMA, the theme is food safety, everyone's business. How is this theme important for us here in South Sudan, as you give your conclusion?
Yeah, this theme is very important to us because as the theme is saying, like, you eat safe food, that means tomorrow your health will be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I get one of the writer, he saying, let your food be your medicine.
Okay.
And your medicine be your food. Yeah, my message is going to go for the trader and the producer, small SMS, medium to South Sudan, please. The bit of a standard is we have the regulation. If we want for the food to be safety, please come to the Bureau of Standard. We have a standard for food. Mm-hmm. We have a regulation for food. We have guidelines for food. Like before you go and you import anything, please visit the office of the Bureau of Standard for more clarification.
All right.
And again, mm-hmm. yeah, my message will go to the retailer. Please let them be handling the food very well, like what Sunday is saying. We need an environment for the store, and we need an environment for, like, hygiene. For environment, we need hygiene for personnel. Because even you, if you are handling the food and you are not hygienic, is not well, this one is going to affect the food immediately.
Okay.
And even, yeah, again, for the consumer, please make sure whatever you buy, like what Sandy is saying, you need to read the labeling. Production date, expired date, and even you check the temperature is written there for the specific product, and you compare with the environment.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nema Samson from the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards, as well as Sunday from FAO. Thank you for coming to Radio Mirai.
Thank you, Lucy. Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you.